Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
It is WrestleMania Sunday.
It's WrestleMania.
I am Trebuchet coming at you directly to my left. The one, the only, Showtime Schultz.
How's it going, everybody? I got a Four Loco. Let's get this shit started.
That's right. Got the one and only A-Train sitting over here coming into the effect. Also rocking a Four Loco.
Looking
Cheers.
Quite glorious.
Choose my brother.
I don't even open mine yet.
Got Lil Dia sitting next to him.
You're going to fix this, though.
We got the Rhine back in the other room. Devin Dudley. Robert, I want to say Rude, maybe we can go with. See, just put him on A-Train's good side right out of the gate. And the Niners in there as well.
The Triangle.
And I think that's everybody. But it is, and apparently the some guy with a belt here.
Your current undisputed podcast of the world.
So I was thinking about something on the last pay-per-view, A-Train.
Crappy roads.
Randy
like that.
Randy Stale Chips Orton stole Bobby Roode's belt, and Chris Dale Chips Goad stole my title.
Woo! Dale Chips.
Dale
nice.
Chips. Love it.
Nice. I thought of that last night and laughed for 5 minutes.
Oh my lord.
Sorry about the screaming in the background. We are currently having the first annual 2K WrestleMania tournament.
Yes. We got 8 superstars represented by each one of us, randomly selected in random matches with damage retention on in 2K18. It's a glorious, glorious tournament. And we're doing it right now. Who's up right now, guys?
Impossible has happened. Epico Cologne has defeated The Rock.
Oh, my lord.
We're living in a bizarro world right now, or Puerto Rico.
Absolutely.
Or Puerto Rico.
The two places that can happen.
We can do that. We can work that up.
So who's up right now?
Who's up?
Yeah, that's what my question is.
I don't know. Whoever won the first two rounds.
We are very organized here, if you guys didn't tell.
So Ryan and Joe are up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm playing Ryan?
Yeah.
I believe that's
okay. I am the old school Undertaker. I tapped out the A-Train over here. How do you feel about that?
I was the Big Show. I wasn't Bobby Roode, so I hold no resentment.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad we can still be friends.
I'm lying.
Do you think his obsession's a little too much?
Oh, you're talking to the wrong guy here. I am covered in phenomenal gear right now. Yeah. Like, I got the gloves, the shirt, the mug here. Like,
yeah, we have Sting versus Funeral Home Undertaker.
What? Uh-huh. Pretty much. Styles is cool.
All right. She's right.
I'm about to beat you like Seth Rollins beat AJ Styles.
Oh, it's... We're I'm
up, up, I'm down, down reference.
I am going to lay the smack down right now. Cody Goats, where are you at?
I guess I'm handling the podcast for a minute.
Yeah, go ahead. Take over Showtime. I'm going to go lay the smack down over here in the meanwhile.
All right.
Godspeed.
How long have you two been watching? I've got, just so we're clear, I have A-Train and Lil D in front of me. How long have you guys been watching wrestling?
That's for what? It's my second WrestleMania.
Second WrestleMania. How about same for you? Second WrestleMania. Got you. What match are you guys looking forward to the most tonight?
Bobby Roode.
I mean that's a gimme. How about not?
I don't know.
Return of Daniel Bryan.
I work third shift, so I don't get to spend a lot of time here and watch this stuff. So.
Reasonable.
I'm support.
Gotcha.
play this thing with gloves.
So I imagine you're picking Bobby Roode to win the U.S. title tonight?
Yes.
It would be
my fandom aside, I think that they gave it to Orton to make him the Grand Slam champion, progress that storyline. Bobby Roode gets his rematch on the grandest stage of them all.
Wins his first Mania, wins the two-time United States champion.
Yep, wins the title back.
That's plausible.
Is Charlotte going to be there?
Charlotte's fighting Asuka tonight.
Oh shit!
That is the most genuine. This is how we know Asuka is over, ladies and gentlemen. She was pumped that Charlotte had a match for a second, and then thought realized it was against Asuka. It's like shit.
Asuka's gonna win, and Charlotte's losing that title.
Well, we're gonna see Scott Hall with
I
a taser.
I think my face
now.
Will be like Scott Hall with a TV when this.
I will mark
happens.
The fuck
okay.
out for so Scott
that's
Hall
the
with a taser.
Match
Asuka.
I'm most excited for.
It's Asuka and Charlotte.
Asuka and Charlotte and. I don't know who I want to win.
You don't know who you want
really
to win?
I really love Charlotte, mm-hmm. but I really like Asuka.
This is a heart.
They're booking this as the Legacy versus the Street. Chris Guild, where are you, buddy?
Can I be neutral?
He's in the other room.
No, you have to pick a side. This is WrestleMania. There's no fence sitting. He allowed.
Because Chris Guild will be handling the picks for tonight.
No rope sitting either.
Chris Guild ropes it all the time.
I'm coming with the card. I'm coming with the card.
He's got the card.
I'm going to jump off it and attack people.
I don't really have the card. I just have paper.
You just have paper.
I haven't gotten to look up the card yet, but I'm looking at it right now. I mean, I know most of the cards.
Not sure.
So I know we don't talk about NXT very much on this show because Tribute isn't caught up. If you're listening to this and have not seen NXT TakeOver New Orleans, go watch it. It is the best show the WWE's put on this year easily. Is in my top three favorite WWE events ever. Tommaso versus Johnny Wrestling. I might have been crying at the end of it. I might have been.
You were.
I was. how do you like this four locos, AJ?
They're not bad.
Happy I turned you out of this?
That's good. I was worried.
This is going to be an interesting night. It's going to be WrestleMania. We're going to have drinks. We're going to have
bacon fest.
Woo!
We're gonna have
one has made a bacon dish so far.
We're going to have all kinds of
there
bacon.
There is no bacon.
I practiced yesterday. I'm ready to bake.
I've got eyes on the pre-show right now, and John Cena is sitting in the audience. We predicted that The Undertaker would come out and answer John Cena's challenge, and no, sir. Also, JBL looks good in a bow tie.
It's Bacon Fest today. There are no bacon dishes here. They're currently all in transit.
I always do that.
Did you lose?
Yeah, I put myself through a table. Son of a bitch.
Watch.
God damn it.
So Joe just lost.
Yeah, if you're hearing
Dolph Ziggler just turned up on somewhere. It's horrible.
If you're hearing some R2-D2 expletives, it's coming from Trebuchet, who just lost his match.
That was as quickly as it started, it was over.
Rematch.
Oh
man,
that hurt.
Look at the face of pain on Trevor's right now.
It hurt.
Ooh.
I Irish whipped him into the corner and then I ran into it and just demolished the table.
I'm sorry. I'm going for
Nakamura versus Styles.
So Trebuchet is back.
We have some institutional control here on this podcast.
Yes. Showtime, you are playing Ryan right now. Is that currently the match, right? No. You're playing Robert.
Yeah.
Because there's three pre-show matches.
You're also going to...
No, we're not counting.
What are the pre-show matches?
Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. It's going to be... It's not even... The lineup's still TBD. It's a bunch of people.
The one that WWE puts on but doesn't care about.
My favorite, Broken Matt Hardy. Put it out right now.
Good one. Yeah. Well, WrestleMania...
Barring a surprise entrant, Broken Matt Hardy for the...
Go ahead. Cody goes.
Women's Battle Royal is after that. Which they still say TBD. I saw a graphic with most of the people on it. And then the Cruiserweight... Tournament final, all
right.
Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali. Those are the three pre-show matches.
Okay. In the men's battle royal, they were hinting that maybe Baron Corbin was going to repeat. Mojo Rawley's back in this thing. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Big Show because he was at the Hall of Fame ceremony on Friday. But my favorite is Matt Hardy. Yeah, there could be a surprise entrant here. I wouldn't be shocked by that.
It's WrestleMania.
Anything can happen. And then the women's one, if Becky Lynch is in it, that's who I'm picking for that. I think Becky's in it.
Becky's in what? The women's battle?
Yeah.
Becky's in it.
I think
she's my girl for the battle.
I've got Bayley to win the women's battle.
You've got Bayley?
Lame.
I think Bayley and Sasha are going to like throw each other out to continue their story.
This seems like something that very easily could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could
be Bayley. I can't look at you.
I think Becky's going to win.
Bailey's gonna lose. We're just gonna put that out there.
I
don't
like this
stress,
but Sasha's a jerk.
Because Sasha's a jerk.
Oh, I'll call him. Yeah, you know she's better.
Mojo, former champion, walks in here, repping some Oberon and chips. Nice job.
Stop it.
Yep.
So, man, things are getting heated around here, man. I'm still getting over my loss, you guys. Like,
I can see the pain.
I beat myself.
It's almost as much pain as I experience every time someone just
Bobby Roode. Are we talking? Yeah. Are we doing any discussion here? Or are we just picking matches here? That's what I want to know.
What was the cruiserweight one? I don't know.
Cruiserweight final. Do we want to use it as a tiebreaker? I mean, I don't know. There's
how many matches? There's a lot of matches here.
11? 10 matches.
Okay.
In the main card.
So no, let's just go right to the main card.
Carmella is the tiebreaker.
Carmella can be the tiebreaker.
Okay. Hey, I thought she. Didn't she try to cash in?
She's been trying to cash it in a lot lately.
She tried three separate times and still has not officially done it.
Okay. What happened?
Charlotte punted the briefcase out of her hand last one. Because
Charlotte's a badass.
Charlotte is a badass.
The time before
that show was nuts.
But
what happened the time before that?
I am so done with seeing Charlotte versus Natalya. They did this on SmackDown this past week, and I just wanted to get that on the air. Yeah, so sick of seeing that.
That's easily the best
team. Didn't Natalya have a big grudge match with Bella?
Probably.
Nikki Bella?
Probably. Like, that sounds familiar.
I remember they were like, oh, we're the best of friends, and then they had a grudge match. Now it seems like she's just going around the women's locker room.
I'm going to say yes. Just thinking about it.
She's just going around the women's locker room going, you're my next grudge.
Gotcha. All right, Cody Goads. What do we have lined up for the Mania of WrestleMania? The showcase of the Immortals.
They're kind of in a weird order. It starts with the Brock Lesnar Roman Reigns match. I'm not going to do that on this thing. Let's do Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax first on here.
Okay. This is a grudge match because Alexa's pretty much been bringing Nia on an emotional roller coaster. Pretty much saying that she's been using her this whole time. And I think Nia is going to get a revenge here at WrestleMania, so I'm picking Nia.
Psycho Sid versus Sting for the finals.
Oh, boy.
Chuck slam.
You're picking Nia Jax?
By Psycho Sid.
What kind of match was that, guys?
Steel cage
match? Did you win by escape? Or?
Why
don't you just, while they do their final, why don't you just tell us about your top three favorite things you've ever seen at any WrestleMania?
At any WrestleMania?
Yeah.
All right. First one that comes to mind, right off the top of my head, WrestleMania 22, Mick Foley versus Edge. It was an Extreme Rules match. The very end of this match, there's a table set on fire in which Edge spears Mick Foley onto it. It explodes in a big old fireball. Edge wins 1-2-3. That's got to be one of my favorite WrestleMania moments of all time. Another one, WrestleMania 20, when Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit, after the both main events, both of those guys worked really hard to earn their spot. And they Eddie Guerrero comes out after Benoit's match and they hug it out. And like, it brings a tear to my eye every time because neither one of those guys is around anymore. That's a really big one. And then WrestleMania 3, Andre the Giant being slammed by Hulk Hogan. That is what people think of when they think of professional wrestling. When they think WrestleMania, that is one of the number one moments. The slam heard around the world. It still resonates to this day. So I would say those are my top three off the top of my head.
We asked earlier what matches we're excited for. I don't know if I'm excited for, but one match I'm very interested in seeing is Ronda Rousey's debut in this mixed tag team match.
I don't know. I'm just very...
Trebuchet has high
pessimistic
hopes.
About it.
High hopes point. For it is what Trebuchet has. I'm excited to see the return of Daniel Bryan. I want to see Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn be best of friends. I personally want to see Daniel Bryan turn on Shane O'Mac and join those other two guys.
Okay.
You want to see a heel turn?
I do. First time back. We talked about it last week, Showtime. I want Daniel Bryan to join up with the other guys, and I want their stable to be called the Indies. That's what I want out of those guys. You can put a race car on it. It'll be really cool.
Wait, how much have you been drinking already?
I've had about a sip of a Smirnoff Ice so far. Yeah, so
I have smelled a lot of booze, but I have not drank any yet.
So I'm hammered, everybody. I am absolutely hammered.
But I will be. Give it time.
But No, Ronda Rousey, though, back to A-Train's point, like, I've got high hopes for her.
Yeah.
She's still really new, and I feel like we're not going to see her do too much.
Really new? She hasn't had a match yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Really new.
She's still really new.
But she's got more training than most of them did coming in.
That's also true.
Right. I still expect Kurt Angle and Triple H to do most of the fighting in this match. At the Hall of Fame ceremony, I believe... No, it was on Raw that Ronda said she was going to rip her arm off.
Yeah, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Which hand she wrote with, so she didn't rip off the wrong one.
Yep.
We messed up.
Is this just 10 matches? Usually there's like 6. I guess I'm not going to be able to fit 6 more in there.
Flip it like this.
That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to put it on the back and scoot it over again.
The one you don't write with, so you can still write my chest.
Yep, that's pretty much what she said. Yeah, I loved it. I was like, that's a good line right there.
Oh my gosh, you got Sting's back. Okay.
So are you guys excited about Brock versus Roman? And a hush goes over the crowd.
As long as it's the last time.
Yeah, last time ever.
I heard that Brock is going to officially leave the WWE, soon.
Well, no, they're working on
it. Heyman said it on Raw that Brock was going to go back to the UFC.
Through, backstage stuff.
Dana is saying Brock is coming back.
Yeah.
He's said that. I don't know whether I can trust it, but it's what he said.
Right. Hmm.
Brock's old as shit, though. He'll only be back for like 1 or 2
exactly.
matches.
What will happen is he'll go back to the UFC, he'll lose, and then he'll come crying to Vince, I need some money. And Vince will sign him and sing old shit.
Well, when he goes back to UFC, though, doesn't he have to serve a drug suspension, though?
He does.
So he's going to be an even older guy before he gets in the octagon with anybody.
He's back in a proper UFC shape.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you wrestle like 2 matches a year, you know, it's kind of hard to maintain your shape. Unless he's just hanging out in Minnesota, just throwing cows around. I don't know what they do out there. But yeah.
I'm still predicting a Bobby Lashley appearance in that match.
In which match are you expecting Lashley?
Yeah, I think that's a Monday thing.
You think he's coming Monday?
That could be.
Oh yeah.
Which match were you saying he was going to interrupt? The Ronda
Roman.
The Roman Brock one.
I don't expect Lashley to show up.
That was the wrong time to reverse.
He was. Both he and Undertaker were spotted in New Orleans.
I would not be surprised if they just threw him in the Battle Royal, too.
Unless Lashley shows up, at the end of the match just to lay claim to, a title shot.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I don't think he's actually going to interfere.
He shows up,
First fall goes to Psycho Sid.
Oh, man.
He shows up at the end of the match, just kind of lays claim to Roman, you're on my list, I'm coming for you in that title.
He would survive getting beat by a bat.
If I don't go to the top rope, I'm fine.
Whether that means he goes in, lays down a promo, or goes in, lays down his finisher, and walks away.
Who?
Whatever. Lashley coming in at the end of the Brock Roman match.
I think saved him.
I'm guessing Lashley for Monday.
Yeah, this.
If you have an opinion, go ahead and tweet it out, everybody. At Trebuchet LOL, etc., etc.
You had
it
last
night,
Steve.
Yeah.
So,
my controller fell.
Sudden death over here for the Ryback in the video game challenge, guys.
He's in a must-win situation.
Showtime is in the driver's seat right now with one fall.
Which is scary, if you know. The driver's seat is
not really... Not a place you really want him to hang out.
But yeah, all right. What else we got here, Cody Goins? Are you still writing stuff?
I'm still writing stuff.
Yeah, all right. So we talked about WrestleMania 2. It's in New Orleans here.
We want to talk about the...
They're going to be yessing like crazy.
I didn't know what the MO was. Just breaking in the door or knocking.
Christian just walked in the house here. What were you saying here, Cody Goats?
Do you want to recap the Mixed Match Tournament?
The Mixed Match Tournament is officially over, everybody. We have a winner. Miz and Asuka.
Boo.
Are your mixed match champions?
There's no doubt, unfortunately, as soon as Asuka was a contender, but...
Yep. Did Roy win that?
I think that made Roy the victor, yeah. And
he
that makes him your Money in the Bank champion.
Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank right there. That is Roy's right there, so...
Is it a podcast right now?
Yeah, we're podcasting right now. How's it going, Christian? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just saw Jeremiah and Avery. Had to change Avery's tire for her.
Oh, really?
That
seems on brand.
She was like, I don't understand. And then I took, when we got the wheel off, I looked in the sidewall and there's a big stick coming out of it. That would do it.
That's your problem right there. Yeah. I'm no scientist or anything, but that's your problem right there.
Everything. I was like, she can do all that, but...
What does the Mexican wrestling promotion have to do with changing a tire? That's what I want to know.
Next level. We are 1 hour and 30 minutes away from WrestleMania to start officially, everybody. We got
no match in the pre-show.
All kinds of booze floating around here. How much of that Four Loko you got down so far, A-Train?
Not enough.
Not enough? You still a little upset about me tapping you out?
Like I said, I'm just missing the DDT.
He's threatening to DDT me here, guys. You really got to... I need a problem solver. Who's going to be my Tyson Tomko today?
I'm a problem solver. I solve my problems.
No. Lydia's gonna be my problem solver by keeping you away from me. I don't want to get injured here. I'm a big sissy.
That checks out.
I like it. But what else we got? A-Train, did you know that this is Bobby Roode's first WrestleMania?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead and take 30 seconds and tell me how you feel about that.
I am excited for him to win back his U.S. title from Randy Orton.
Mm-hmm.
Blandy Orton.
Mm-hmm. That's more Blandy Orton. I like that.
I was telling Showtime earlier, I think they gave, my fandom aside, I think they gave Randy Orton the Grand Slam title, gave him the U.S. title win, Bobby Roode gets his rematch clause at WrestleMania, and I'm excited to see him win back the title.
Time. Oh, gloriously done there, A-Train. Nice job. You think he's going to bust out a new robe here today?
I don't know.
It's going to be a WrestleMania
robe. It's in the cards. It's definitely in the cards.
I bet you Charlotte will have a new robe.
What is this on the TV right now?
This is the WrestleMania.
It's WrestleMania. That's the pre-show.
Kickoff. Yes.
Okay. You know, here's the important question tonight, though. What do we think Finn's gear is going to be for WrestleMania?
Ooh, is he going to come on with...
Are we thinking, like, purple or gold?
I'm thinking he's just going straight purple because he's in New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm thinking a purple Balor.
Not the demon.
No, we're not seeing a demon Balor. I'm thinking just purple Finn gear.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. I can see that.
I also predict a women's match will go on last.
We'll go on last.
Go on
last.
No,
I can see Charlotte Asuka going on last. Undefeated streak versus champion.
Look at the set for the show.
Yeah, I saw that they previewed it. Yeah, we saw it on YouTube a couple days ago.
Yeah, no, the women were the ones that previewed the set last night, too. Like, I saw Sasha.
Oh, it's different. It's using that.
Oh, my gosh, okay.
It's nothing fancy.
Well, no, I saw the picture of you guys at Laugh Fest last year with the microphone, and, you know, you were walking around with the headsets on.
Usually, this podcast is recorded with three people in a quiet home.
Yeah. No, this is the Mania WrestleMania. This is going to be a complete shit show. I am planning on blacking out when Stephanie McMahon blacks out. That's my prediction.
That's
here.
What you were
I'm
saying earlier.
Stephanie McMahon plan for WrestleMania.
You think
Ronda
Rousey's going to have a match?
She's on the card.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get into the whole card.
We'll get
here.
Into the whole card in just a second. I'm almost
as soon as Secretary Goad here.
I should have someone do this for me.
Champion,
I'm running the show right now.
Ed just got done telling me on his flight back from London to America, they had like a group of families with them with kids that they were taking to see Brock Lesnar in New Orleans from London, dude.
Yeah, when I went to WrestleMania 23, I met people from all over the world. London,
were they into
Ireland,
one wrestler like that?
Australia. Not only were they really into wrestling, they were cosplaying as Ric Flair in below freezing weather. It was ridiculous. That is dedication. I don't know if y'all
absolutely.
Know what Ric Flair wears to the ring. But it is not a lot.
Some Spanx. Like, some big knee pads.
I go out there, because I smoked cigarettes at the time. I'm just going out there, and all of a sudden, this guy dressed like Ric Flair walks up, and I'm like, woo, obviously. And I just start talking to him, and I'm just like, aren't you, like, cold? Because, like, I'm freezing. And
the adrenaline's pumping. No, he's not cold.
I highly recommend going to WrestleMania if you ever have the chance to do so, everybody.
Going on the championship, though, and that's all I wanted to see. I got it. My brother, and I growing up got so many of these as Christmas
gifts.
That's
really
awesome.
Always great.
Make
did
sure
you go to the whole
like,
weekend?
Some of them were like
just
this,
go
and then other
it?
Ones, like, I mean, he's got the thumb finger, the middle finger, this is Austin 360.
Oh, nice. You see those?
No,
it's probably just children over there.
I saw the Hall of Fame. I saw, like,
these are your children.
Meet and greets. Yeah. And then, WrestleMania, too. I was like, first, like,
I'm actually gonna.
Awesome. Especially but, gonna like when they pan up, there's a giant Joe sign at 23. You can see it right there. I'm like, that's me right there. WrestleMania history. Oh, Trebuchet. Yeah, you be careful with that.
That is
one of my two children, WWE replica championship.
You gotta go over your shoulder. It's too heavy to...
That's right. That belt will not hold your pants up. It will pull them down. That is what it does.
And that's why they smack people in the face.
Sometimes. Exactly. Yeah.
And that's why, they only wear the trunks, because it would just pull their pants down.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
So, Devin, we are drinking Hurricanes in the spirit of New Orleans, correct?
Yes.
This
is the flavor you and I are drinking is the screwdriver flavor.
Screwdriver flavor right now. But you got three different flavors in there. Which one are you drinking over here?
The watermelon.
We got the watermelon rolling over here. And then what other one do we have?
The Hurricane Punch.
Hurricane Punch, which I feel like I'm going to dabble into next, which...
It's my favorite.
It sounds amazing.
Is the Hurricane Punch actually what a hurricane is? Mm-hmm. I think a hurricane is actually just a punch drink.
It's a lot of rum and passion creatures.
But I'm going to go grab my phenomenal gloves because I took them off while I was playing that video game.
Well, here, I can
reject that after I saw the high quality belts.
Yeah, this is actually the official belt.
Gets the most points gets this, and they're technically in charge of this.
Too, Joe, you were not kidding. I was just telling him I need to find my brother in my old gear of just the t-shirts that I'm not going to wear again, but. You'll appreciate
them. Send them my way, man.
Yeah, you'll appreciate them a lot.
I don't know if you know who I'm rooting for in the WWE Championship match or not here. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Styles.
Maybe. I don't know. This is going to be pretty phenomenal. I don't know.
This is the prime time.
It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't remember who I'm rooting for.
Money in the bank.
I don't know. Shinsuke? I mean, you got the red.
Definitely not. No. No. I am not on the Shinsuke train at all.
We can start talking about it.
I kind of am.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so,
I'm waiting for you to spew out matches.
Okay. So, in case you're new to the game... We do 2 points for every championship match and 1 point for every non-title match. There are two non-title matches, 8 title matches.
Yes.
And we are doing a tiebreaker for Carmella's cash-in.
Yes.
But she's right there.
Talking about how she's probably going to want to cash in. So I already picked yes.
See, if she does cash in...
All that fake hair.
She is looking fabulous. Everybody.
F-A-B-U-S. I don't think that's how you spell that.
I gave up on spelling a long time ago.
Okay, so let's start with the Raw Women's Championship match.
Let's start
Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. You have Nia.
I already took Nia, yes.
Over Alexa Bliss?
Yes.
I thought that was your girl.
Alexa is my future ex-wife,
but
yes.
But you don't think she's going to be...
I do not believe... No, the way all the momentum's going here, I'm going Nia. She's got people on her side.
I almost feel like she's last, because he's going to influence a lot of decisions.
I rotate a lot of who I'm asking here.
Okay.
Okay, so I am...
Now I'm not going with Alexa Bliss. I don't know.
I don't know.
Anything about the other one.
I don't... It's tough. I'm going with Alexa Bliss.
Alexa's
tough.
Probably going to have Mickie James in her corner, too.
She's
I'm not
even questioning that.
I'm like...
Definitely.
I wouldn't be surprised to see that.
And Jared?
That I'd actually have
to tell you.
Oh, man.
I
want
to say
okay.
Naya. But I think Alexa's
going to
win.
Okay.
Alexa. Oh, they're starting the Battle Royal right now, everybody. We got DeAndre the Giant trophy out right now.
Baron
Corbin.
Who?
Broken Matt Hardy.
Oh, my gosh. The King playing JR.
No, it's the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. The trophy is shaped after
Andre
the Giant. We got JR and the King are calling this thing with Byron Saxton, which is great.
That's
amazing. I'm going to have to rewatch this pre-show after I'm done running my
Justin
yapper.
Can hear it.
Right.
So who else needs to pick here yet? Cody Goats.
A lot of people.
Am I picking?
Go ahead, yep. Christian. I'll get you
I'm
in here.
I'm going to go with Alexa Bliss just because I know her, and I don't know.
In case you need to know what she looks like, she's on
my
desktop.
You show
she's on my desktop background.
3 out of 4 times at the bar. You'll bring her up.
I will.
And she's a superstar in there, so, I don't know.
Superstar. She is the current champion. Yeah.
Wait, Baron Corbin's in this, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in this. They were hitting that. He was going to read right there, yeah.
Yeah. He's not going to win it again, though.
They kind of started with,
that's a lot of guys in there.
Yeah, right.
Oh, the Ascension's in there. Okay.
Oh, cool.
There
you
go.
Oh,
Heath Slater. Heath Slater versus Kurt Hawkins. This is a barn burner.
I've got kids.
Who's the one that looks like Goldust?
That is Goldust.
That is Goldust.
That's Cody Goldust's brother.
How old is that man?
He's so old.
How old is that man?
50 something at least.
Oh, yeah.
He's. Wine.
You think Conor McGregor's gonna have to go to W or this now that he.
They're not going to take him.
They would take
him. They would take him. UFC's got to drop him after this. He hurt 3 or 4 people. And he ruined the ticket.
If he, I don't know much about the Conor McGregor thing. I'm based on what
The main event.
If he gets off, if he gets off the charges, they'll take him.
Well, because they think Dana White's in love with him as it is, so you know. And they don't have another promotion besides Conor McGregor, really. Nate Diaz.
I don't know. I mean, I don't follow
McGregor,
UFC.
Without McGregor, Rousey, yeah. Rousey's out.
Yeah, Rousey's out. They're gonna get Brock back.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brock's going back.
Well, dude, Rousey was the cash cow, then McGregor was, so if you know what I mean, if he can take over, then...
Yeah,
they're going to need a big superstar to draw.
Brock's got
to Dolph Ziggler's in this piece of shit match.
Oh,
now.
You didn't know that?
Ugh, gross.
Yep. On the end right here with
I'm rooting for the Fashion Police and Matt Hardy.
Yep.
I got about 5 picks in this thing.
Woken Matt Hardy.
I'm rooting for Matt Hardy.
Has anybody seen Bray Wyatt since he's been deleted?
Yeah. No, I haven't seen him yet.
That's the point.
I'm
being deleted, right?
I have a theory that he's going to come and help Matt Hardy win.
Help him win this?
Guys
that'd be crazy.
There's a weird packaging going on. They're going to modify his character.
Yeah.
Are they going to make him be with the Bludgeon Brothers again? I hope not.
No.
Your winner and first annual WrestleMania 2K champion, Chad Showtime Schultz.
I did three death drops.
I had to. It was the last man standing match for the final. I literally had
Oh my
gosh.
There's your cash money, buddy. So, Goldust just dabbed in the ring.
He did?
Yep. Yeah, Goldust just dabbed, everybody.
He literally is the
graphics got
so that's something right there.
I will have to say, anybody that hasn't watched TakeOver from last night, please do yourself a favor and watch it.
I'm so behind.
I have not seen it.
I'm thinking that...
You're probably farther... Joe's farther behind. He started watching it a couple... called like last year.
Waste any of the matches that we will see tonight.
That guy.
Oh yeah, I know. Josh.
What happened, Joe?
What? We lost.
Changing input. Same TV and same. Yeah, we are. Okay.
Who is that?
Who's picking?
Who's the huge guy wearing the?
Little Dia.
The guy
Alexa.
Alexa.
Oh, he doesn't look very athletic or good.
Ryan, Alexa Bliss or Nia Jax?
Hey, look, it's
Nia Jax for Ryan.
Goldust dabbed. I can't.
Are you
Mr. Air Force? Nia Jax or Alexa Bliss?
I gotta give it to Alexa Bliss, I think. I mean, the momentum is going toward Nia, but with... I just like Alexa Bliss and...
The Ryback here, my beverage. I'm sorry.
With the writing that WWE does, I'm not gonna put it past that to
Alexa.
Big one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Devin. Alexa or Nia?
How is Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns not up there with AJ? Like, those are... That's even a better match, almost.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
There's multiple main events.
Yeah,
there's main events.
Sure.
Yeah, one women's one. Probably Charlotte Asuka out of the two.
This is the
Chopperpalooza. Chad.
Yeah,
Alexa versus Nia.
Nia
Jax it is.
That was quick.
We're pretty split on this one.
Now I feel like I
is this the first
pick we're doing? Yeah. Okay. Does anyone else need to pick still?
Did we discuss how this would be a great moment for Nia?
Yeah, Joe mentioned that the momentum's building in her favor.
She's the clear baby face here. Absolutely. Oh, the beautiful one Tyler Breeze is out. Somebody throw Ziggler out.
Who's the pink one?
Get him out.
Okay. Nia Jax or Alexa Bliss?
He's out, man. He's gone.
God bless.
All right,
both
good idea.
To hit the floor.
If Ziggler wins, I need somebody to pour me two shots.
If Ziggler wins, Trebuchet's leaving. I will definitely have to take a lap.
I'll just
we'll
get around to her and she'll fill it in later. Okay, so the next match: Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon for no championship. So it's worth 1 point only.
This should be a no-brainer.
Chad, what do you got?
Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey. Even though I'm impressed with neither of them. Hater.
Yeah, no shit. You've been talking. Like, you've been talking
shit about her. I don't know. I don't hate her. I feel like she's man. I hate him.
I do not.
I remember Kurt Angle.
A-Train.
He's gonna be throwing suplexes today. Well, you're gonna be so happy.
Okay, same pick for A-Train. Little Dia.
Kind to him. Agent drugs.
Angle and Rousey for Little Dia as well.
He's going to be suplexing things today. It'll be fine. We were talking about that last show. Like, I was
Angle Rousey for Robert.
He has, like, severe brain damage. I'm going to feel like a real dick. Just the way
I'm dogging him.
I'm going to say the same thing.
So no one gets it.
Where's your head? I'd trebuchet.
Angle Rousey.
Okay.
Is that a clean sweep?
Jared.
Angle Rousey.
Okay. Christian.
I was going to do Angle Rousey, but I'm going to do Triple H and Commander.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
He knows how to play the numbers in this game.
All right, if everyone's going for the same one, then
Triple H
that's not exciting.
Ryan.
Does not win,
and Triple H and 70 Man or Ronda Rousey?
That was a very distinct Ronda Rousey.
Gonna give it
I'm
to
going
her.
To buy a Ronda Rousey. Sure, I love her.
Or you're
Devin.
She's over with you.
I like how she has the
woman who can murder me is attractive.
I like how she has the comic book.
That's fair. I will drink that.
Like all her graphics and comic book. Like the style is like Marvel.
What's that?
For Ronda Rousey, it's like a Marvel comic book.
Oh, it's a graphic novel.
Yeah, dude, I love it.
That's awesome.
The way it's set up, like, pow.
Dolph Ziggler has spent 80% of this match hanging on the outside of the rope.
Oh, God.
And now he's right in the turnbuckle. All right.
I really don't want
Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Yes.
At one point.
Yes. Yes.
Can I guess count
yes.
the yeses
yes.
that Daniel Bryan
votes? Yes. Yes. No. I am going KO and Sami Zayn because if they win, they are rehired on SmackDown.
I think they're moving
with
the
Daniel Bryan turn to create a new stable.
They have to win to get rehired? Really?
Sami and Kevin for Mo as well.
I will also be going with the Yep movement.
So they're going to fight hard.
Yep.
You see, I've got to go with Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon because they're not going to have him lose his first match back, and they're
Shane's
just going to
get it today.
They're just going to have him—they're just
going
to have him go.
I'm going with it too. I'm going yes.
They're
Bryan
just
going
to have him go right to Raw. So I mean, Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon.
What
yes.
happens though if they do? What if they don't get the contract back? They're just done?
I mean,
if they don't win.
They'll end up on Raw. They'll get fired and they'll end up on Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Raw for a couple
they'll
weeks.
Get fired for a while, but when the Superstar Shakeup happens, they'll come back.
Ryan.
Or they'll come back in a while. Well, they won't stay fired forever.
For which yeah, well, they've been fired.
Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon.
Yeah, you can't get rid of good talent.
No.
Right. It's just kayfabe stuff. They'll come back.
I'm assuming the better story is Daniel Bryan winning his first match, and then you can have tomorrow on Raw, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn beat the shit out of someone.
That's probably a good...
Yeah, I like that.
That'd be really dope.
No, that's not wrong. That's
I'm
not
going to Shane possible. And Brian because everyone wants to see Brian lift his hands at the end of the match.
It's New Orleans. Exactly. I don't like the New Orleans effect here because
Daniel
has a history of yesing all over that.
Well,
Super
I hate
there.
Kevin.
True.
Okay.
So
Brian and McMahon.
Yes.
Daniel
what's
Bryan.
What's your beef with Kevin, Lydia?
Hate Kevin.
What do you hate Kevin for? You got a problem with fat guys with beards? Do we got to think? We got to talk about this.
No, that's not my problem.
Okay.
Making sure you're not mad at my...
He's a narcissistic dick.
What's wrong with that?
So you do have a problem with my...
Hey, I'm insulted by that.
I'm going with the two that need to their contract.
Okay, Kevin Owens and Sammy.
I'm going with those two. I think that they have a lot to fight for.
If you would have... So here's
their jobs, man.
If you would have
their jobs.
But like you said, they can come back in a couple weeks anyway. I don't know.
If you would have told me a year ago...
I missed your last one. Angle and Rousey... Or Stephanie McMahon and Triple H?
Triple H.
They're married, aren't they?
They are married.
Yeah. If you would have told me a year ago that Daniel Bryan was going to come back at WrestleMania, but we were going to be that unsure about who's going to win, I wouldn't have believed you. Like, I would not. I cannot believe I am this
out
unsure.
Out goes Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan
and McMahon. Buddy. Oh, you're going double McMahon
sorry.
On me. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Terry Crews.
Yeah. They do own the company.
Devin.
He's a real baby back.
Daniel
bitch.
Bryan. Who are these people? Are they not here?
Kevin Owens.
Jeremiah said he'd be here with Sam.
Nate's not here.
Gotcha.
You forgot to add Nate on.
I will.
Oh, Nate, you're right.
The dog will be here.
Sheldon's trying to, like, backdrop him off.
Trying to German suplex him off of there. Oh, I'll go Sheldon.
Sheldon Benjamin's gone.
The gold standard is out.
They have not done a lot with him.
What is his style? He was wearing, like, Japanese, like, the
He's got a lot of suplexes and, like, he was Olympic style.
Collegiate wrestler. Yeah. Mojo.
I can't believe Goldust is still waiting for a little wrestling right now. Goldust is like
Kane.
Osteoporosis almost. Like, up there, man. Geriatric.
Oh, Kane just knocked the Mistrage out.
Damn it. All right, what's our next match here, Cody Rhodes?
Next match is the SmackDown Women's Championship match. Asuka versus Charlotte for 2 points.
Asuka.
Okay, I heard a couple Askas from Chad and Mo.
I don't know either of
these. You know, unfortunately, I can't see them ending the streak this early, so I gotta give it to Asuka.
Okay. I am doing the same.
I'm going Asuka, but everybody be aware of Scott Hall with a taser. That's all I'm saying.
Be aware
of
Scott Hall with a taser. I know. You said that joke a couple days ago. Great. Ryan. Asuka? or Charlotte? Obviously. Okay.
She's going to kick some butt.
Niners? Well,
yeah, she's been teaming with the Miz. She's got all the smarts now.
Okay. Devin?
Asuka.
A-Train?
Oh, Baron Corbin eliminated. I got kids.
Over, but I'm still Team Rome.
Heath Slater.
Oh, Charlotte. Okay.
So there's one different one.
Christian?
Siri for a couple disappointments tonight, huh, bud?
Okay.
Had not done that, I would have chosen the other one.
It is not you know what?
Power
yet.
Oh, boy.
I didn't sign any
I'm with my baby. We're going Rolls.
You both did? Okay.
Okay, Charlotte.
We're
two Charlottes.
A little bit of difference in there. Just
you got two
case.
Points for it, too. Four just points.
Next is the Intercontinental Championship. The Miz in a triple threat match versus Seth Rollins and Finn Balor.
Market Miz.
Miz.
Market Miz.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
The Miz is awesome.
Finn's walking out Intercontinental Championship.
Finn
Intercontinental
Balor.
Intercontinental Champion, baby.
Okay.
Finn Balor, new champion.
Chad?
Come back to me.
Okay. A-Train?
What up?
The Miz versus Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor for the Intercontinental Championship.
That's three people, isn't it?
Yeah, the triple threat match.
Oh, my God. I gotta look at these names.
Oh. Thought I'd bring him to the party.
Oh, there's Finn right there.
Yep.
Hey, Finn.
Yep. Just in case, I want to sway people.
He's walking out champion tonight.
Is that the guy that's on their NXT video? Getting messed up by Neville?
Okay. Finn for Little Dio.
Maybe. I'm not too Finn Balor.
That's an action figure, but it looks like him.
Finn Balor. Niner.
What's the options?
Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins versus The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship. The Miz is the current champion.
How many times they get...
The Miz, we are with Treb. Okay, I am going to go with... Ooh, this is actually tough. Dude, I don't think Seth's going to win.
Right.
And I wouldn't mind it, but...
He wouldn't be bad, but he's not winning.
Finn deserves a WrestleMania moment.
Miz is going to break the record for being the longest reigning Intercontinental
Champion. Mo? He's trying to do something special here.
Goldust is still in this. Are you kidding me?
I believe that's a definitive Balor.
I'm waiting for the arm thing.
Finn Balor.
All right.
Oh man, Goldust is going to deliver some shattered dreams here.
I'm going to go with Finn.
Oh, a perfect 10. Oh, more like a perfect 5 now.
Like, I don't really understand. Oh, there he goes. There he goes. He's 5 years old.
Delete him.
He really is old. He really is old.
That grandpa body.
Chad, circling back to you.
I'm going with the Miz.
Okay.
My
Devin. Wait, you still give me the A-Train. Sorry, A-Train.
Face off.
Circling back.
Finn.
Finn Balor. Circling back to Ryan.
That's Finn.
Battle of the Champions.
What? Finn Balor?
Joe, okay. That's Finn.
Yep.
Let me see
Finn. He answered the 10 chant with a twist of fate.
Okay.
And his arms like
the SmackDown Tag Team Championship is next. It's also a triple threat match. The Usos, your current champion, versus the New Day, versus the Bludgeon Brothers. Who do you have, Niner?
Who?
The Bludgeon Brothers versus the New Day versus the Usos. Ooh.
The Bludgeon Brothers are Eric Rowan and Luke Hawkins.
They're really, really big.
If that helps you.
Really they got like
the
hammers.
Old White family.
I think this will determine who wins.
Okay.
Prediction pool. This one's a tricky one.
I got it.
Finally!
Yes! A-Train, what do you got?
Finally, Dolph Ziggler's off.
If Finn falls, Finn will not win.
Kane's gone. It's only
Bludgeon Brothers for A-Train. Little Dio.
Matt Hardy, and I couldn't tell who was in the other corner.
I'm going to go Usos.
The Usos retaining Trebuchet.
Hey.
I'm going to tell you.
Mojo Rawley. Okay.
What do you want to say, A-Train?
The Usos did not wear Final Fantasy.
It'd be Baron Corbin.
Good point.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now. It's going to be the Usos, because this is the Usos' first WrestleMania. And don't worry, it's not paranoia. It's the Usos. And the Uso Penitentiary is going to be in full effect, hopefully with the cheesy graphic and everything.
Okay.
Chad.
Trebuchet, who put what in your drink?
I'm drinking everything.
Drinking a mixture of everything, yeah.
Was there moonshine left?
Drinking Four Loko and judging me. I see how it is. I'm always this ridiculous.
Justice is blind and so am I, so okay. I feel like that's my job to judge people. Okay. I'm going with the Usos.
My man.
Look.
Bray Wyatt.
Mojo Rawley and Baron Corbin were about to throw Matt Hardy out.
I thought he was deleted.
He's in the ring.
How'd he get there that quick?
magic.
His magic.
Dude, not for nothing. He stole Trebuchet's hairstyle.
He was the turnbuckle.
He did, son of a bitch.
He's gonna be telling dick jokes in bars pretty quick.
Sister Abino.
He's got
more energy.
Matt Hardy's working together with him. Baron Corbin. Oh.
Oh, they're gonna pull this angle. That's what they're gonna do.
Baron Corbin's out. It's gonna go back down.
And then Days.
And Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt is not officially in this match, to my knowledge.
He can't win. It's true.
We'll see.
If we can hear the announcers, I'm sure they'd tell us.
Yeah, Showtime, did you hear that JR and the King were calling us?
Yeah, I saw that.
There goes Baron.
Baron's out. I'm going to sneak in a couple picks here. Ryan, who do you got? SmackDown Tag Team Championship.
No ring the bell?
Yes,
ring the bell.
So instead of just go with my heart, he must have been in the
New Day, going with his heart. I want to do the same thing. I haven't done it yet, though.
I feel like the Bludgeon will probably win, but I'm going to go New Day.
Jared, Tag Team Championships for SmackDown.
I'm going to have to say New Day.
Yep.
It's official.
Matt Hardy won the Battle Royal with help of Bray Wyatt.
Yep. He didn't do anything, though.
Predicted.
Oh, because the other guy came in later, and so
threw him out off the top rope. Yep.
Okay, so, all right.
Devin, who do you have? SmackDown Tag Titles. The Usos, your current champion in a triple threat match versus the New Day and the Bludgeon Brothers.
As much as I don't like them, the Bludgeon Brothers.
Okay.
Like a tag team? I would love these two as a tag team.
Robert.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh, this is a tough one. I don't think the Bludgeon Brothers are going to win. I think...
Oh, the handshake and a hug. Exactly what you're getting.
Sportsmanship.
You don't think they're going to fight right now? After the hug, they're going to start punching?
Nope.
They're on the same I love John Cena as a fan. Fan Cena is great.
Fan Cena is funny as hell. I'm glad you said that.
This is the first match.
Bray Wyatt came out from the lake. It was reincarnated.
Reincarnation.
It's a big crowd. Like
WrestleMania.
The Sith. Where the face play.
Superdome?
Yeah, Superdome. Yep.
Is Hardy doing a promo?
No, it was just in the ring. And
he's getting his trophy.
And Bray Wyatt kneeled in front of Matt Hardy.
I saw a YouTube video previewing it. They had all the women out there to preview it. And I was like, oh, shit.
I think it's going to be in...
I'm going to go with the Usos.
The Usos for Christian.
I think it's going to be a New Day Mania.
New Day for Robert Air Force. I have to pick still. And I really want to say New Day.
Do the Bludgeon Bros.
He's talking to the trophy.
I'm going to stick with the Usos. I'm going to go Usos.
I don't think every belt's going to switch owners.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm trying to factor in, too. Well, now let's switch to the Raw Tag Team titles. Cesaro and Sheamus, your current champions, versus Braun Strowman, and we don't know yet.
And somebody.
Maybe Hulk Hogan.
Bonus point, bonus point for guessing the partner.
Okay.
Does anybody think it's going to be Braun Strowman?
No. Braun Strowman was great.
Anybody see
that? So Braun Strowman on Raw last week came out with glasses, and he was Braun Strowman.
I thought Bubba Ray Dudley just grew
up. I know. That's the exact same thing.
With glasses and the ripped up lab coat.
Yeah, he looked like Bubba Ray for sure.
But no, I don't think it's going to be Braun. It's got to be an actual person.
Was Elias in this?
Elias was not in
there. No, he was not.
All right, my pick is Braun winning and Elias is his tag team partner.
Why? What does WWE stand for, Chad? What? With Elias!
So you said Elias for the partner and then they were winning?
I love you, buddy.
They're winning, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Elias and Braun.
Is it possible for Braun and Roman to be on the same team?
Not... Not likely.
Roman's on the card elsewhere, so probably not. I mean, there is the Hulk Hogan rumor. I don't know if I want to go with that or not.
I'm not going to go with Hulk Hogan on that. They're all having heart issues now.
I know, exactly.
I can't go with one of those guys.
I'm going to come back to me.
What's his name even just had heart surgery? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Will Dia, what are you thinking here? Braun Strowman's a mystery partner. You know what? Braun winning.
Yeah.
With who as his partner?
Most people do.
Okay. A-Train, who do you think Braun's partner is going to be?
Do you think Braun's going to win, and who do you think his partner's going to be for an extra point?
We're assuming Braun's going to win here.
We're not assuming Braun's going to win. It's likely.
Who's Braun up against?
Cesaro and Sheamus.
They don't just raise the bar! They are the bar!
Braun's going to win, and I feel like it's going to be like a surprise guest entrance, so I have no idea.
There's an extra point for picking who it is.
Hulk Hogan.
Hogan.
That was a good guess. All right. What you guys said.
Yeah. Okay. Alex. I'm going Hogan too now.
Yeah, put that for me too. Cause I don't
Hogan know. For little Diaz yeah, too.
That's a liability for WWE to have Hogan.
Sorry about that.
They let Ric Flair wrestle till he was old.
Trebuchet. Who do you got?
Trebuchet's going Braun. And I always knew what WWE stood for. Walk with Elias. I just wanted to say it again. That's how confident I am.
I love saying it.
Yeah, be sure to check out Elias Unplugged on the WWE Network. That's coming up.
Throw me for a
check your local listings.
Okay, Ryan, who do you... Where'd Ryan go?
I'm right here.
Oh, I see your fax. That's it.
Ryan
Taz. Yeah. I first thought they were Demon King fax. Now they're down on the first.
I'm going to go with... I have two guesses, but I'm going to go with the first one. Mark Henry.
Ooh. Oh, the Hall of Pain. Three claps for Mark Henry for going in the Hall of Fame yesterday. One, two, three.
Is Mark and Braun going to win?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But real quick, you guys did... Yes, you watched the Hall of Fame, Chad?
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the Hall of Fame?
I did.
We should cover that next
cover week. That next time?
Yeah, we got a lot going on here.
Fine.
What do you got?
I'm not trying to say
anything. Shout out to the pink jacket. That's all I wanted to say about it.
Wait, pink were there?
I wasn't.
John Cena! We got a John Cena. I like that.
Cena's a
good
bet.
He's bringing him out of the crowd. Oh, I think he's going to rip his shirt off and come in.
Well, that'd be nuts.
That's what I was going
to call. That's what
I'm going to call. Niner's going to go with that too?
Cena to lose, though.
Cena to lose. Okay,
I had them win.
Cesaro. Cesaro and Sheamus winning.
Yeah, Sheamus winning with Cena.
Interesting.
Devin.
You got to get Jeremiah and Sam on there too, probably.
Yeah.
And my guess for his mystery partner is the Big Show.
Nice. He was at the Hall of Fame too, so.
I believe he's cleared to wrestle as well.
Yeah. He's been showing off his 8-pack lately.
That guy's got ass.
Remember?
He's definitely putting in the work.
Braun's definitely going to win. As unfortunate as it is to like the tag division as a whole, like Braun's going to win. As for his partner...
I always tell myself when I come to this place, I'm going to face myself.
There's going to be a lot of...
You know, I think I've got to give it to... Do you guys... Know what the WWE stands for.
No.
Oh, it stands for Walk with Elias! Oh, we got it done three times. Good job.
I love us.
Yeah.
Mo, what do you got?
He's got a teed up.
Alright.
With Elias.
Alright.
With Elias. But not enthusiastic about the Elias as everyone else has been. Okay, moving on to the U.S. Championship match. Randy Orton, your current champion, in a triple threat match with Bobby Roode.
This guy did.
That's glorious, but a point's good enough. Fatal 4-Way. Randy Orton in a Fatal 4-Way versus Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal, and Rusev. Who do you got?
Happy Rusev Day, everybody.
Happy Rusev Day.
Happy Rusev Day.
Who do you got, Chad?
I am going to go with... I'm going with Bobby.
Bobby Roode.
Let's go with Bobby.
Bobby Roode.
For WrestleMania, it's
one. I am writing it in. I'm writing it in.
It's normal.
Wait. We always say Happy Rusev Day, but we forgot about another song. Lana is the best.
Lana
number one.
Wouldn't it make sense for two people just beat up the one guy, and then there's only two left in a 3-way match?
What's that?
As far as strategy goes, if it's me and Randy Orton, don't we just kick the other guy's ass and then there's only two of us?
Well, no, because it's no, one first fall pin to win. A win.
Jinder, Bobby Roode could pin Rusev and become champion. And,
I could pin you for Chad's title and I would win the title.
While he's knocked out.
Yes, he wouldn't even be involved in that.
Niner, who do you got?
Dor.
Who is it?
Bobby Roode, Randy Orton, your current champion, versus Bobby Roode versus Jinder versus Rusev.
Rude
it is. Bobby Roode. So far, everyone's picked Bobby Roode.
A lot of shit talkers changing place tonight.
A-Train, what you don't realize is that it's not we don't like Bobby Roode, it's we don't like you.
Shots fired. I think
that's
Bobby
the poor loco talking.
Yeah, no.
That's the poor loco talking.
That is
Trebuchet.
I'm sorry, all of you Bobby Roode fans, but it is... Rusev Day!
Rusev.
Yeah!
Hey,
Look, I just spent some money. If I give you $5, you'll never do that again.
I didn't enjoy it as much as you would imagine.
You know, everybody, it's funny. I hear voices. telling me Randy Orton's going to win and retain his title.
Okay. He hears voices. Mo.
That's not a good sign. I've already shaken
the candle. Yeah, I'm like, he's trying to get that notice. What's going on here?
I turned around and I heard the beat.
That music is like the bat signal for A Train. Like, it just shows up whenever it's played.
Who's it? Awkward.
I'm assuming Little D isn't gonna, like, cause a riff here and pick Bobby Roode.
This isn't
A Train.
Versus
Randy Orton, Jinder Mahal.
Rusev Day! Yes!
Oh, Cruiserweight title match, I think, right now.
I wish everybody could see Rockstar the Spuds out
here. Relationship ends today. I'm kidding. Okay. Ryan, who do you got?
What day is it?
Rusev Day!
You know it.
Christian, who do you got?
Randy Orton.
Stale Chips.
Devin, who do you got?
Dale Chips.
I'm a funny guy. Bobby Roode, okay. Two more to go.
Is his last name spelled R-U-D-E?
Nope, R-O-D-E.
That was going to be mad.
The Universal Championship, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns.
Baby, I love you.
I have Brock Lesnar.
Good. I'm going Roman, and I'm going to go Styles. I got to pee.
Okay.
Peace out. Showtime out. Come see me on Wednesday.
You pick two. I mean,
he just picked the next match.
Oh, okay.
No,
I'm going to go with not Lesnar.
Yep. Mo, who are you picking?
You're picking the Shield. The whole Shield.
Nothing but the Shield.
This is Roman.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, the Shield.
Brock Lesnar against Superman.
Ruby Shay.
I want to say... Something. I'm picking Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels.
Mr. WrestleMania himself.
Bald.
Give me the phenomenal one, A.
We're
J. picking the Styles. And okay. Give me Roman Reigns.
Styles and Reigns.
Mustafa Ali. That's a
roughhousing.
No roughhousing. A Train, Little Dia.
What
do you guys got? Hopefully, a similar picks. Lesnar and Reigns.
Between the two.
Oh, yeah. Reigns. Between the Reigns. Okay.
Reigns.
There you go. There's some bonding for you, too. Okay. Devin, who do you got?
My name's Juan.
Devin.
Lesnar or Reigns? Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns.
Reigns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reigns.
I'm going to be the only person picking Brock Lesnar, and it's going to be bittersweet. Christian.
Reigns. I've seen Brock Lesnar.
Robert.
A lot of shitty fights.
Reigns. Gotta be Reigns.
I feel like Lesnar got screwed over. Like,
Niner.
Reigns.
I'm the only person with Brock Lesnar. I like it. Okay. AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the WWE Championship. Trebuchet picked AJ Styles. Chad picked AJ Styles. Christian.
I'm gonna go with Nakamura.
Nakamura. Okay.
Just to switch it up, I do think that it could be wrong. But I don't want to follow suit.
Nakamura for Christian and Little Dia.
I do want to see John Cena again this ring now. Well.
Nakamura for Niner.
It has to happen.
Yeah, I know. Who said that?
Devin.
Well, because he's in the crowd. He's not doing it. Like, I can see him doing that. That would be a good publicity.
Styles for Devin. A Train. Styles.
Nakamura.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Robert?
My Nakamura choice now that more people are doing it.
Oh. If there's anybody left, come back to me.
Okay, I'm gonna go with AJ Styles. Mo.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
He, okay.
It's loaded.
He's like, I'm playing.
Ryan picked Nakamura. Yeah, I didn't write it down yet, but he did.
Of course I'm picking Nakamura.
I know, you have the pin. Do you have the pin on you?
What? No, I was looking for the pin.
Okay.
He's the cashier out.
Lapel pin.
Okay. I like Nakamura, but I think I've got to give this win to AJ.
I don't even know what he looks like. I've probably seen him wrestle, but I can't picture the guy right now.
He's only been in it for a year, and on the top card.
Is he like an arrow, like an acrobatic
he's
one?
From Japan.
You working on something over there?
He's pretty big. He's a striker.
Yeah, he's called, that's what I wanted. Strong style. The King of Strong Style.
I hate it. I hate it.
Deal with that.
I really, really fucking hate it. I think it's the worst.
Oh, they are going to break up today.
Trouble in Paradise, brought to you by the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Who's the guy wearing the R2-D2 suit?
Oh, don't sue us, WWE!
Mustafa Ali.
Oh, that's Ultimate Countdown.
Most Picky Nakamura. All right.
You can only play him for like 30 seconds.
Tiebreaker question. Is Carmella cashing in the Women's Money in the Bank?
Yes.
Trebuchet.
Yes.
I say yes.
Lil Dia also said yes.
Lil Dia said yes.
Or no, I'm saying no. I'm saying no.
You're saying no?
I'm
saying
no. I'm saying no.
Okay, is she saying no? Or
she's saying yes. Yes. Okay. I'm like, relax.
Making sure I understand what's going on.
Carmella cashing in the Money in the Bank.
The Money in the Bank.
She has a number one contender shot. She can use it anytime. The question is whether or not she will use it at WrestleMania for a bonus point.
Or keep it.
Right.
For what?
Number one contender for...
She's had it since June.
She's had it for like 200 days. Right.
The Money in the Bank...
What's the record for the day, like amount of days they've held it?
A whole year. Yeah, it's been used up.
I'm going to go. She's using it tonight.
Okay.
See, I don't think she's going to use it tonight, because if she does, she'll just lose it to Asuka immediately.
Mo?
So.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Cash in yes. My choice is mid.
I wonder how many times we've individually picked yes in the past ones put together. Ryan.
Like, after like 180 cash days, they have the option to strip it from you, so Stephanie McMahon and Triple H can come in and strip away your...
No, 365. It's a year.
It's a year long contract.
It's at the event Money in the Bank that you win it at.
Yeah.
Okay.
The closer still have it, the closer to that event it gets, the more likely you are to cash it in.
Theoretically, you could use it for the next event, like a month later.
What?
A month later?
You could cash it in that night.
Yeah.
If you want it that
before
night.
Money just in the Bank.
Kevin!
Was its own pay-per-view, didn't it? Used to be SummerSlam?
WrestleMania.
Oh, WrestleMania.
The first Money in the Bank ladder match was at WrestleMania 21.
Okay.
And that was won by Edge, I believe.
Yeah.
He's won it like two or three times. So yeah, it's fun. It was always like one of the first matches at WrestleMania, and then it was so big it got its own pay per view.
Joe, where's your
outfit? You can go right through here and then just turn left.
Man, remember the Rated R spinner belt?
Yes.
Okay.
My favorite.
Yes.
Weird. That's it. That's all we need. All right. The picks that are gonna be filled in for people that aren't here yet. Well, they'll get to it.
Final thoughts here, champ.
I'm gonna retain this, and then Roy's gonna take it from me because he's won the Money in the Bank.
Final thoughts, Robert?
Final thoughts on the matches tonight?
Just anything.
Anything? Oh, man. I think, for the most part, we're looking into an exciting night. I think it's going to be... Bronze match is going to... It's going to be exciting. We're going to get to see Cesaro and Sheamus knocked down. That's always fun.
Oh, yeah.
And
that European style, man.
Oh, yeah. And the Bludgeon Brothers finally losing.
I hope to God.
Oh, my God. They've been irritating.
You're preaching to the choir here, Rob. You're getting on my good side really quick. Why don't you just say Miz is awesome and get it out of the way and just put you totally over?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I do like Miz.
He's beam machine, goddamn you.
Miz is an interesting character. He rides that line, like, so well of... Being a heel, but he could say something and the crowd just eats it up.
Just say he's awesome.
Over.
Just say he's awesome.
Awesome!
I think we just became best friends, Robert. We just became best friends right now.
Where's the winner at this one?
Christian, final thoughts?
On the podcast?
Yeah,
on the operation?
Podcast. Anything you got to say before we go off the air?
Proud to be a part of it. I'm looking forward to a good WrestleMania, and I better win some of these matchups.
All right, there you go. Mo?
I think it's going to be an exciting night. We're going to have some special appearances by people that we weren't expecting. Well, we were expecting.
Gotcha.
Cena and Undertaker tonight. It is happening. I'm sorry.
Undertaker
too much.
Yeah,
they
Cena's been calling out the Undertaker nonstop.
Also, you think those two are going to come out and fight?
Yes.
Okay, that is
just do it. They can't.
Expect the American Badass Undertaker.
Yes.
Because
Cena Rock's going to sing it live.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, title changes galore tonight.
Yep.
For sure.
Cool.
It's WrestleMania.
All right. Final thoughts, Devin? Any final thoughts? Okay, she doesn't.
No final thoughts?
She doesn't have any. My final thoughts are, happy WrestleMania, everybody. We will be back next week. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.
Woo! Hey.